I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. There was tension about energy policy today. It also surfaced at the first get-together of a state task force charged with sorting out issues related to the location of solar projects. As VPR's John Dillon reports, some members of the public criticized the task force for being stacked with government officials and industry developers.
This spring, the legislature passed a renewable energy bill that its prime sponsor acknowledges will have a profound impact on the state. Tony Klein is a Democrat from East Montpelier who chairs the House Natural Resources and Energy Committee.
It is going to require a whole lot of renewable generation to be developed and sited in the state of Vermont. And that means that you're going to have solar projects and you're going to have wind projects.
The legislation requires utilities to get 75% of their energy from renewable sources by 2032. That's the law, Klein says, so he told the task force it has to start with that reality. That was not a message that some in the public seats wanted to hear. Kathy Nelson of Brighton told the panel the Northeast Kingdom has a disproportionate share of large-scale wind projects, and she scoffed at the suggestion that the task force will find a balance between the interests of energy developers and the public at large.
This is a developer-driven task force. There is no citizen representation on this task force. I'm sorry if you don't feel that way.
It's okay. You're entitled to.
You're not one of us. You're one of them.
That other voice was Linda McGinnis, who staffed a previous energy siting commission named by Governor Peter Shumlin. She was named as the public member of the 10-member task force that also includes state officials, a town planner, a Green Mountain Power executive, and a landscape architect. McGinnis was elected as vice chair of the task force, and she suggested that it start by gathering some basic information. How much land would be needed to meet the solar piece of the state's renewable energy mandate?
There is a concrete number of acres,
yep.
And it's not as big as a lot of people think it is, and it's bigger than other people think it is. But let's get it on the table, be clear about where we have to go, and then say, what kind of policies do we need in place to begin to help incentivize those developers who are just trying to do their job, but do it in a way that makes more sense for the type of pushback that we're getting in solar siting in the state.
The chairman of the task force is Chris Recchia, the commissioner of public service, whose department represents ratepayers and the Shumlin administration. He says the solar boom is good for the state because it means a cleaner energy supply, a stronger electric grid, and more jobs for Vermonters. But he also offered a note of caution.
One of the key things that's missing from here is any type of planning and catching up to the fact that if you leave it to the developer to choose a site, it's not going to likely be where you want it to be.
The panel also heard from a representative from the Vermont League of Cities and Towns who said local communities want a greater voice over where projects are sited. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.